Flint, Michigan. How did a simple flip of a switch lead to a long-term public health crisis that tested the resilience of its residents? In the Science of Crime podcast series, we examine the chain of events that led to years of damage, distrust, and dirty water. My name is Kaz Hirata, and this is episode number 8, Government's Mismanagement of the City. In this episode, we are going to analyze the actions made by different levels of government and see what went right and what went wrong in this case. The start of the Flint water crisis is acknowledged as when a city in Michigan called Flint decided to switch its water supply from the Detroit River to the Flint River to reduce the cost. But I believe that this was not the actual start of this disaster. It started all the way back at late 20th century when the economy of Flint started to go down after the oil crisis of 1973. The shutdown of General Motors in Flint in 1999 downsized the workplace from 80,000 to under 8,000. This downfall in the economy of Flint left the city with huge debt and financial problem, led the city to call financial emergency twice in the span of 2002 to 2011. I asked the expert, a government professor at Colby College, Dr. Nicholas Jacobs, who studied about the Flint water crisis. Thank you, Dr. Jacobs.
Of course.
So I would like to hear what exactly Flint went through to declare financial crisis that potentially led to Flint water crisis.
Mm-hmm. So Flint declares a state of financial emergency. It's in a state of financial emergency, not just because of its own doing, but because of a variety of obligations. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a little contentious, but a lot of it has to do with local government salaries and pensions. They cannot afford them, and they were not funded in a sustainable way. And so when the population continues to leave and leave and leave, and yet you still have all these obligations to pay people who no longer provide services in the community, you can see that it becomes pretty darn difficult to finance yourself.
After the first declaration of financial emergency, the city increased water and sewer bills by 11% to pay their debts. This increase in bills helped the city in the short term to return their debt, but resulted in even more decrease in population, which put Flint to a worse financial crisis in long term. Flint made a huge mistake. Instead of focusing on re-increasing the population, Flint raised the bills to collect money, which accelerated the population decline. Now, the city is in a vicious cycle. In order to further cut the cost, Flint switched its water supply from the Detroit River to the Flint River in April 25, 2014. This switch of water supply triggered the health crisis of Flint on top of the ongoing financial crisis. The big problem with this switch was that the Flint River water had no added orthophosphate, which is a substance that coats the inside of lead pipes to prevent lead from leaching into water. Not having this coating means there is no protection for tap water from lead. Soon after the switch of water supply, several residents of Flint reported the change in color, smell, and taste of tap water. However, the local government announced that the lab test for water quality was fine and told residents to boil the water before drinking. It is true that the initial lab test qualified the water, but the mistake the city made was that they had only tested the water at the treatment plant and not from a tap in-house after it had been exposed to the miles of lead pipes that leached metal due to the more corrosive river water. Even with countless number of complaints from residents and several health issues on children, the city did nothing but to periodically flush pipes to clean up the water system and to add extra amount of chlorine in water. On January of 2015, the Detroit Water and Sewage Department, DWSD, offered Flint to reconnect the city with Lake Huron water with the waiver of $4 million fee. But the city declined the offer because they predicted that water rates can go up more than $12 million each year, even with the fee waiver. The city couldn't do anything but to keep the water supply to the Flint River because simply they were up to their neck with the debt. From February to June of 2015, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, tested the Flint water from houses of Flint residents several times, and all of the tests detected dangerous level of lead, the highest being 397 parts per billion of lead, which is more than 25 times greater than the EPA limit of 15 parts per billion. By the end of June 2015, scientists at Virginia Tech began testing the toxicity of Flint tap water, and they detected the lead level as high as 13,200 parts per billion from the tap water from the house of Flint resident Leanne Walters. On September of 2015, the Virginia Tech research team concluded that Flint River water corroded old pipes and lead is leaching into the water, and recommended the state to declare that the water is not safe to drink for residents. Over a year after switching water supply, these reports finally forced the local government and the state government to make an action. In October 2, 2015, in response to these critical reports of water toxicity, the state of Michigan began testing water and provided free water filters to public schools in Flint. By October 15, 2015, Michigan Governor Rich Snyder signed a bill to $9.35 million to reconnect Flint to the Detroit River. Many people thought this disaster will end here. However, the contaminated lead level did not decrease. At this point, water from the Flint River corroded old pipes for too long that lead was still leaching into the water, even with the switchback of water supply. Once again, the government's delayed decision worsened the situation. Now, not only that Flint is in serious financial difficulty itself, but also have to change the entire pipelines in order to supply drinkable water to the residents. On November 2015, EPA published the final report on detected high levels of lead from houses indicating that the city is not providing corrosion control treatment to mitigate the presence of lead in drinking water. Following this report, Flint declared the state of emergency on December 14, 2015. Less than a month after, Snyder declared a state of emergency in Guinness County. This declaration of state of emergency shows that at this point, neither Flint nor Michigan could do anything but to request federal government for support. After the declaration of state of emergency by Michigan, President Obama declared a state of emergency in Flint and stated that Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, will step in to help recover the city. FEMA distributed over 50,000 filters to homes and schools and checked door to door to make sure that the filters were working appropriately. They also ordered Michigan and Flint to provide bottled water to houses where the government hasn't checked to ensure that the filters are working. Independent from FEMA, EPA criticized the poor management by the city and state government and announced that they will continue to test the water quality and publish the results. In December 2016, after President Obama visited Flint, he signed an act to provide $170 million to Michigan to spend on the crisis. In March of 2017, EPA also awarded the city with $100 million to upgrade water infrastructure. In addition to the fund from the federal government, Michigan government provided $350 million to Flint to improve the water quality. With these supports, Flint was able to replace pipes to lead-free pipes. By April of 2018, Governor Snyder announced the end of free bottled water distribution following the consistent test result of contaminated lead level in Flint water being 6 parts per billion for over 9 months. However, many of Flint residents are still relying on bottled water, indicating that they were severely scarred from the crisis. In the end, the Flint River did more than just corrode old pipes. It also wore down the trust of local government from the residents.